Saturday night lecture, beginning at 6:15 by either Reverend Suzuki or Bishop Sumi.
For this session, as we did last night, maybe good idea to ask you some question and I'll answer briefly for the question, and after that you may ask some more questions, you know. In this way we can extend our discussion wider and wider. I think this is maybe our discussion will be more successful, I think. So if you have some questions, please ask me. And then we will have many questions after my answer, and we'll ask the Bishop soon to answer for your question.
If our eye moves, follows the clapper before it strikes.
Before
it anticipates it. Is it already too late?
Already too late. Maybe this is the question for Bishop. Do you mean before listen to the sound, before it is hit, you mean?
Yes. That express wrong understanding to be listening for the sound of the clapper.
Now I understand what you say. where your mind is, you know, where whatever you see, there is something, and that something includes you yourself, your big mind or true nature. So it is already there. But sound, you mean, I don't know what do you mean by the sound, but I think by sound you mean simply the true nature or big mind or true you. So if you listen to, if you want to listen to listen to for yourself, you know, your own voice, watch the bell before it is hit. Is that my answer? Do you think my answer is right? How did you mean?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think it's right. But that's a matter of faith.
Yeah. That's good. Some more question.
Is it Zen a method of achieving enlightenment? Is that what it is generally? Zen Buddhism is a method to achieve enlightenment. Do you know if it can be achieved through other religions such as Hindu and the Tibetan Lama type thing? Do you know if it can be achieved through those as a vehicle? And if it can't, what makes Zen Buddhism exclusive?
Yeah, exclusive, yeah, that's right.
What makes it exclusive?
But that kind of understanding of Zen is very narrow understanding of Zen. The Soto Zen is not so narrow. Our practice is quite different. As we always discuss about our, can you hear me? As we discuss our way, always our way is where you practice it, there is enlightenment. That our even though you do not expect enlightenment, enlightenment is there. Or we can say, if you expect enlightenment, enlightenment will not be there. And you will never attain enlightenment if you practice that kind of Zen, that kind of exclusive Zen. Because, you know, that is that is maybe Zen practice. We cannot say that is not Zen. But that is one of the five schools or one of the eight schools of Zen. That is not original Zen. Transmitted by Bodhidharma or Buddha. You know, before Bodhidharma, there was no Zen master. All the Buddhists practice Zen. But more and more, Bodhidharma Zen was not that kind of Zen. And after Bodhidharma, we had many and many types of them, many schools of them. And each school, their own character or family, we call family characters. And this kind of Zen is one of the five families, motto of Zen. But original Zen is to practice Zen as a disciple of Buddha. To practice Zen as Buddha is our practice. That is not just to attain some certain masters. Type of enlightenment. Strictly speaking, enlightenment may not be the same, you know, according to the master. It's fundamentally it is the same, but there is personal character in it, without some particular way, original way cannot be expressed, you know, because there is something, because I am here, I can express the original way through me. Which is expressed through me is some particular type of Zen. If people think my particular Zen is Zen, but how about others Zen? You know? So there is clear distinction from through fundamental practice of Zen and exclusive some particular schools of so we if we go back to the origin, it is the same. And at the same time, by studying more and more philosophically and various ways, we can improve the idea of them. Like a Shoko Genzo, you know. That kind of effort is to make it clear, make the original idea then clear and make clear distinction from some exclusive and particular Zen to make original Zen to make clear original Zen from various types of Zen. You understand? That is our effort. That was not, I cannot say our effort, but Dogen Zenji's effort. So, by Dogen, we could resume to our original Zen. So, here we have no exclusive idea of them. And at the same time, we have many possibilities. There are many possibilities of expressing original idea in various ways. You can express Dogen Zenji spirit in your own way. Because we have no exclusive pattern of them. What was your question?
What is that for?
Satori? As I said, you know, Satori, it is, I don't know what you mean, what do you mean, what is, you know, what is Satori, it's very difficult question to figure out what kind of, you know, answer you expect. What is Satori? Because Satori is, as I explained in various ways, there is no other way to explain some kind, various kind of answer to your question. There's many various kinds of answer will be should be prepared, you know, from scientific viewpoint or psychological viewpoint or from religious viewpoint. You know, we cannot say what is Satori just from one viewpoint. Psychologists, they say such and such state of mind is Satori. You know, that is psychologists may answer in that way. And science may say, you know, Satori is the answer, which science cannot answer. And that is to figure, to clarify the problem which science cannot answer. It's Satori, they may say. So for them it is some hypothetical probability is Satori. But we cannot believe in scientific probability. So you will not be satisfied with the scientist answer. Philosopher may say various ways. So your question is very difficult to answer. So the only way is, as I talked in this session, to, you know, to point out the problem or our most concerning problem from various viewpoints. And if those viewpoints answer from various viewpoints but is not enough, are not enough, then what we should do is answer. So according to them, you know, to Satori should be attained by practice, you know, by practice. This is true, as you have understood. Intellectual effort will not satisfy, will not good enough, or will not help you. And scientific effort is not enough, or it is quite different effort from from the point you want. If so, if intellectual or mental function, by mental function, it is impossible to attain enlightenment, then to by practice or by action, by actual activity we take, by actual activity to realize our true nature is only way which is left. So Satori is anyway by our will be attained by our practice. Then how much practice we want to attain. Suddenly will be your Christian. 1 year or 2 years or how hard will be your question, maybe. Or may not be, I don't know.
Is Sattva the same thing as enlightenment? Is it another word?
Yeah. Yeah, enlightenment and satori is same thing. Enlightenment, I don't know whether it is good translation or not.
I would say mostly awareness. Enlightenment must be some Christianity. So mostly say it's based awareness. Is not that good? Japanese calligraph. Mean?
Yes.
Your answer just means?
What it means,
yes. You can read? You can read?
No.
Nothing to hold one. Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing hold one. If you catch something, it must become suffer.
Yeah.
So relieve of from everything. So this is a, if we use this, we relieve of. Must be changeable something. Don't you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So very famous Zen word. Our ancestors. Can understand?
Did you give him the meaning of those words now?
Yeah.
Did you?
And how about to you? And how about to you?
Me?
You can't understand English meaning? You can't understand it?
But did you give him the meaning of them? I don't know.
Oh, you can't understand.
You told him the words, but didn't mean anything to him. Yeah. I mean, did you convey your meaning to him? You know?
So, I already explained.
Can you convey enlightenment? Can you give him your meaning of enlightenment?
Oh, this is another question. If you're concerning only enlightenment, it must be free of everything, isn't it?
Did you understand?
many different types of Zen Buddhist practice?
How many different schools?
Yes.
53 schools in Japan. Each school has sect. It must be an organization, you know. According to famous, it must be organized. Not only Buddhism. First time start one unit, then gather, and they became, so we needed some school and sect. It must be organization.
What are these
schools? On the way to development. You know, one story, excuse me. You know, in the sutra is one explanation like this. Buddha himself explained one word, but there are many disciples. They accept by his knowledge and his experience, through his experience, each different exception must be right. You think so? So one word, only one word Buddha speak, but disciple accept as he like it or not. This is the same meaning. Organization must be something fitable for you, but it's not fit to me. You like, I dislike, like that. Everything must be. So, how choose? What point are you standing? Like Reverend Suzuki explained. So, Zen is the same. But they are needed some organization. It must be development as a school. I'd say life itself is mostly ironical. You see? That's the mean face to religion. It's a direct way to entering one gate. Mostly say gate is always openly, but one could enter how he want to, willing to. This is a very serious viewpoint for religion. You can understand like this point. Door always open, but who enter in? Door always open, but who enter in? If we willing to enter or not, it's an important point, extremely important part. Someone call it religious or not. It's the problem of yourself, no? Your problem is always your problem. It's not mine. You must resolve yourself. That's fine. It's a Zen way. So, sound of Zen meaning oneness include everything. So, but we must select it, the chosen. What is fitable for me or not? It needs with my intellectual part or practical part, it's the same needed. Generally, it will be knowledge itself come outside, but wisdom must be arisen from in the heart of my heart. Through some experience or understanding or realization. This is a separate point, religious or not. Isn't it? Word is very difficult to explain, so that point. So, it's not openly we must discuss to face. Sometimes need is some explanation, but sometimes need no word, one word. Yesterday, one gentleman came to my temple and asked me, "What is the satori?" That person said, "Enlightenment." He read many koan problems, but he don't understand satori itself. He only guessed intellectual through the Nobel or the some sutra, but it is not real. His intellectual point must be fulfilled, but his daily life never changed. It used to say our knowledge in the human life, our sanskara word, already broke out the earth, and our knowledge reached the moon world. Some specimen working a maneuver the space world. But once look, reflect our surrounding part, position, there is there many happiness way or happiness life same time arising? No, more fear or suffering arising surrounding us. What is it? We must persuade like this point. What is the real or not? It's not your question, religious or not. Very, very. Always they are running the circle. Sure? The starting point is not different. That is. Then itself must be concerning our daily life, not only idealistic. Oh, excuse me, Reverend Suzuki. Please give question, Reverend Suzuki. A long time waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a long time.
I have a question to the question being answered before. You said that we must have organization. And the American experience is that organization has cut off the search. So the question is, what rules must we apply to organization?
What rules?
Yeah, in other words, if you say we must have organization, then what principles must we apply in building the organization so that it does not become rigid?
Our organization, you mean, or various schools organization?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more of the American situation, where Americans say we must have organization. And we have lots of organizations. But no growth.
No,
remember when you were talking about the Christian church and you said that perhaps it's just ethics because it's dogma cannot be because you have to follow the dogma so closely. Well, that's the extreme of organization. Where is the point where's the balance between organization and still
organization and teaching?
Well, and
balance.
Between organization and still having the spirit of Buddhism, and not letting it deteriorate with a bunch of rules. And
away from that. I don't know. I have to.
Sangha. It's Sangha.
Mm-hmm. The Buddhism organization, you don't know? Not yet. Oh, sorry, you must study more.
Does
Zen
include everything?
Yeah, mostly
say. Does Zen change
it? Pardon?
Yes, does Zen change it?
I couldn't hear. Oh, you mean the physical or mental?
Both.
Oh, it needed more studying. Both sides. Then you can realize how you work. Please continue more. Never stop.
I understood yesterday that Buddha nature pervades all, therefore You can't kill. Is this right? I mean, you can actually not kill anything because of, well, if that's true, then do the Buddhists have a particular idea of reincarnation? What is it?
Yeah.
Reincarnation. They believe in that?
Yeah, most of them believe
in. In what form?
What form?
How does it occur, the reincarnation? I mean, do they have past lives that they can remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, no.
No?
No, we cannot. I don't atheist.
Then they don't believe in reincarnation, is that right?
Yeah, that's, you know, somewhat scientific, you know, not curiosity, but research. This kind of, you know, understanding is this kind of understanding of religion is more rather scientists who have for us those problem is not so serious problem. No. For instance, we do not talk about before this earth like this, what was here or what was there, what changed into this earth, or what will become of this earth. This kind of research or question, the question which scientific mind will have, you know, to answer those questions is not our point. And actually, that is that is just your intellectual, you know, defect or intellectual problem.
Then,
as soon as we start to talk about organization, we will have this kind of problem. You know, what is the teaching and what is your rules? But we do not want those rules. You know, actually. We do not have that such kind of rules. As a Buddhist, you have to believe in reincarnation. We don't. We have no such rules. But Buddhists, most Buddhists, believe in reincarnation. I think. I'm not so sure. This kind of rules is not fundamental rules, and as a, you know, as then for our sect, the most important thing is the system of the teaching, our system of teaching.
This is your system of organization.
Organization is to will be just to help operate those system of teaching. It is exactly the same as Zen Center. Zen Center helps to operate our teaching. You know, this is our operation.
You mean this is necessary to ring the bell at a certain time? But it is for functional purposes?
That kind of rituals and forms is set up already. And we are observing the same way wherever you go, even you go to China, we can understand, you understand what does the gun mean, and you can do as you do in Japan. If you understand, if you can practice Zazen here, you will have not much difficulty. You have that. it will help you, you know, at least. Because we have same rules and rituals. This is very important, you know, this kind of thing.
Supposing I can't hear. Supposing I am
dead. You are dead. No problem. Even though it is not so, you know. There are many deaf teachers.
But I won't be able to hear the bell. I won't be able to hear the bell when I'm teaching.
No, it doesn't matter. Everyone knows, so you can follow me.
How does the bell help?
Yeah,
that's
too much.
That's too much.
Too much to answer from just now. Anyway, you have no problem. Of course, I think you have no such, I mean, I don't want to say tradition, but you know, you have no experience of living in certain tradition. It helps us very much, you know, in some way.
Free.
To be free. Stick. Oh.
Free then.
Free everyone.
Free of everything. Not just talk.
Well, Suzuki, I made a mistake. He said free of everything, and I thought he said free.
Free. Oh. Free of everything. Yeah. Free of everything. Oh, 聞き違えたんです。
That's a good question also. How can you be free of everything and still carry out your responsibilities on thy own?
You are doing
it. Is she
free? Yeah, you are free of everything. you say you are not free on purpose. If you are not free of everything, you cannot leave. As long as you live, you are free of everything.
What's living?
That is living.
What is being free of everything?
That is how to live.
Well, then what is living then?
Everyone is living in that way. So, if you realize it, you have no suffering. なんかこの少しあれですね、受け身の to negative expression。Passivity is when you react better, when you want to react better, passivity wanted.When you are always aggressive, you know, you cannot react. You will not be allowed to react. Reaction. So that you can react allowed and you can be more positive.You should be passive and alert and calm.
It's not blind resignation.
Hmm?
It isn't blind resignation.
No.
How do you become
positive? How? Oh, you are positive. By nature, we are very, very, very positive.And when you are being just positive, when you are left just positive way, you know, you will not respond to your surroundings so well, because your life will be one-sided.Which is that if you it is like a ship on which many people ride, and if people ride.One side only. Ship will be tumbled over. So, balance is good. You are not free if you are one side.
When you just said that we're all free.I'm free, I'm chain-free. Mm-hmm. Well, supposing I'm one-sided.
Oh, yeah, you are one-sided.
Okay. No, I'm not free.
Oh, you are too free.
Today when Vishnumi went around with his stick, I'm sure we all noticed that he hit people two times on each shoulder, whereas you usually do one time on each shoulder, but occasionally two times on one and one time on the other. Is there any symbolic significance to this, or is it a matter of what maybe monastery you come from, or is there any deep meaning in this?
I don't know.Deep meaning in it. deeper than we can talk.
You feel some stress?
Is there a difference in two times and one time?
The boss is okay. It's nothing wrong. That's all right, anytime.
It has no symbolic significance?
Well, sometimes it's symbolic. Sometimes emphasizing or stress, encouragement. How you accept it? Only nervous? Strictly? No.
Would it be any more symbolic if you hit me five times?
If you like it, I'll do. Oh, basically, we meet 30 times.
How many?
30 times as a punishment. So, we have many black spots on the shoulder. I don't aware like that when I, very young age, elementary school. Monthly inspection for health. I don't know like that black point. Doctor surprised. Why temple boy so have many black spots on the shoulder? Every morning I accept hitting 30 times usually. So fair sometimes cry and but never stop. It's beating going on. So my knowledge of childhood. Sometimes we use like this. When they come back to the temple, we but sound must be changed, so master know where what's inside. He grabbed me. And it added 30 times more, 60 or 90 times beating. Never losing. So why don't you fear only one time or twice, two times? No. Sometimes we use the, you know, Japanese socks, tabi. It's hit like nailing combined with. It's hit inside the flesh. We used it. So I must cry and cry. But beating is going on. It must be struggle. In the mind and the outside severe hardness, always struggle with. So at last, my tear dry up. I couldn't cry. But it's a nice memory to me. Very, very emphasized and stressed to me after my master died. I don't know why my master did like that. But after his passing away, gradually I grown older. I can face many troubles surrounding us. I have many wrong memory for it during my child age. My master hit me so severe. It's something like my answer, her question. Why twice or one time you beat? according to my to our growing responsibility, not to others. We do my responsible to each other and for our society and the nation, and the, not only to me. A responsibility is mostly needed. It many problems must be realizing and realistic to resolve. There's no time to consult to others. When we were young, my father and mother covered. But others wanted social life. Responsibility directly belongs to me or to you. So we must decide directly, not to others. In that case, what do you think of? So it's very needed to resolve ourselves when we're facing very serious problem. When willing, are willing sometimes at this point sometimes confused, sometimes confront, but it is my responsibility or not. So this hard practice, you're feeling physically most hardness, but after this training, how you can feel? I did. It's not of your joy. This is the experience, very nice experience. So it encourages you when you face some trouble, which to try to resolve yourself, not to be on the others. Our future always facing, and we always standing the one point, the way is always open to two sides. We are sometimes which way we should go, right way, left way. That we can find a rule which you can do always right away. It's maybe so called responsibility. There's very, very courageous spirit we need like that time. So your decision, which way you go. Sometimes we have we need some help for other person. It emphasizes and encourages us. You're the better to go this way. It's a teaching, or not? And the social help must be like that thing. We must depend upon, we can't live one. Can't live. We must tied up relationship every day, every time. We are one relation. What you call that relationship?